Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. Today, I'd like to talk about some of the thoughts that go into finding a homeopathic medicine for a person. After interviewing someone for some time, the homeopath may consider, for example, Natrum Muriaticum, which is Latin for salt, this common table salt. This is one of the first homeopathics a student would learn, as it's a basic type one can see often. The person would be introverted, as the saying goes. You'd see an awkwardness, most likely, in social situations. He or she would be most comfortable alone, or at least in smaller groups. You can even see this represented for sodium chloride on the chemistry chart, called the periodic table, as sodium is way over on the far left, meaning the person is kind of on the outside of social life. And then the chloride is way to the right of the chart, again indicating this person is not in the middle of social life. The sodium represents extreme tentativeness on entering society, and the chloride is on the way out. So the caution is coming in, yet a tendency to go out of the group also. Then we can also see this in the body, as sodium is mostly in the blood, but not so much inside the cell of an animal. In contrast to that remedy, silica, another element in homeopathic medicine, is dead center of this chemical chart. Silica may also seem shy like sodium chloride might, yet silica would actually feel center place in the family, yet not feel worldly enough, being still a basic element, to have confidence yet. Silica has a real piercing ability, though, as it's used to dislodge splinters, being able to split things right down the middle. Glass is made of silica, powerful yet fragile at the same time. Another mineral remedy one can become familiar with, very different than these first two, is aurum, or gold. Lower down in the periodic chart, it's a much heavier element, hence its use so often for depression. These people who fit gold will be very accomplished in a leadership position, maybe in a corporation. They're not exactly in the center or peak, but very close, and will still feel much pressure to maintain status quo, even with the feeling perhaps the money or power is possibly slipping away a bit. In between the focus on the beginnings of social life of sodium chloride and silica, and the heavy leadership role of gold, is silver, or argentum, which has a place on performance of the arts. So someone who has a focus on the arts, a musician maybe, could possibly fit this remedy silver, or an element in the silver series like palladium or tin. We could look to see where they are in their career, either just challenging the other body of artists, say, not yet proven their abilities, or maybe a little past their prime, holding on to what they've done in the distant past, and choose an element that corresponds to this. Silver slightly past the peak, like gold, with palladium the number one diva of the performing art world. And likewise, platinum, the number one leader in the money and power world. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.